My focus is trying to be the best player that I can be. Getting coached up and taking coaching, and honing in, and coming out and watching film. Being sharp on each and every one of my checks.
Offense had mostly a good day against the Bears. I'm sure red zone might be one area that you might be looking at.
Right. And that's what Coach Rivera spoke on today. And we had a lot of opportunities that we could have put the football in the end zone, but just fell short. But I think that's one of the focus points going into this week, and hopefully come game time, we'll be all sharpened and ready to go.
And the comparison game has been pretty popular with you and athletic quarterbacks. Do you see any similarities with you and Griffin? The guy, I know you're not watching a lot of offensive film, but I'm sure you're familiar with this game.
He's an excellent quarterback. Of course, his skill set is very similar in ways of, having the ability to run the football. That's about it. There's some things that he does in his game that, I don't do, and there's some things that I do that he doesn't do. So that's about it. But comparing is the name of the game these days. In baseball, basketball, football, it's all the same.
He's sort of the guy having the phenomenal year, taking the league by storm this year, kind of like what you were doing last year. What's the reality ahead for a guy? I mean, last year you were sort of in the middle of this dream season, rookie year, things like that. What does a guy like that have to look forward to when reality hits sometime?
Keep going. You don't have to look for nothing. And it's so funny how, as media, you talk about, having a dream season, but it's far from a dream season as I could remember. Things that was being said that I didn't agree upon. But, you just got to keep playing, especially in this league and at the position that he's playing. Just keep going. Of course, he's had a lot of success, and, I hope for him the best. And each and every quarterback that's out there, young quarterback. My words to him would be just keep playing and keep, playing with confidence.
What's something that if you could go back and tell August 2011 Cam Newton that you've learned this year in year two, what's something that you go back and tell yourself back then?
Keep playing. That's about it. Keep playing. Sooner or later. You just got to focus on yourself and not saying it as, to be individualistic, but, just worry about, if a time or point come into a game, you better be ready. So you never know when that time's going to come, whether it's the first play or the last play.
What advice are you giving your teammates through this tough time with the team being 1-6 and as they look to you as a leader of this offense?
I think it comes down to each person challenging themselves. I think everything has been said that's going to be said from coaches, players, leaders, whoever. It's no more, nothing else needs to be said. I think if it was thought about from the outside, it has been said in here, trust. But it just comes down to each and every person, being accountable for each and every person's responsibility and their personal responsibility, not no one's else.
On that point, when everything's been said that can be said, and when, a week and a half ago when you stood up there and said changes need to be made and changes have been made in different parts of the game for the Panthers, but there's still losses, mm-hmm. At what point do you think that there may not be a solution?
What are you saying? Not a solution. What's that?
Well, the changes made and everything that's said that needs to be said, but the team is still losing. You lost last weekend. Is there a point where you don't think that there's going to be a solution to a winning formula?
So what's the solution? You just do what?
I don't know. I was asking you, do you think that there is a solution?
Yeah. We can win football. It just takes a little bit more effort. It takes a little bit more, people doing whatever they have to do. So when you say solution, it's kind of a tricky word, and it can be thought of that, a person's giving up. No one's giving up. Well, I'm not. Far from it. So, the only thing I can do is, come here
tomorrow, Thursday, that is, and, you know, focus on trying to find an edge on this, you know, Redskins defense.
Did you vote for D3 Heisman last year?
That's a very personal, question. But I did and still do, you know, hope that RG3 has the best and plays the best of his ability.
Yeah, this is a tricky question maybe, but I guess a bit has been made about how you lose, you know, how you talk and, you know, behave, I guess, after losses, during losses, things like that. What's the right way to lose? I mean, I know that's an odd question of what he wants to lose or probably doesn't have a whole lot of fun doing it, but, you know, year two, what you've learned in these last few weeks, what is the proper way to lose?
I don't know. I mean, I could care less if it's the right way to lose. You know, so if it's a bet, you know, that's not very encouraging on my behalf because, you know, it's not – that's where we have evolved to, you know. It's kind of embarrassing to say, but – I don't know. You know, at some points and sometimes in an athlete's career, you feel sometimes you're in a lose-lose situation. Because when you pour your heart out and you tell it how it is, then you get condemned. And when you try to be something or you try to do what, you know, people are already expecting and you already say it or you say it, then you're getting condemned. So I think the root of all evil for that is just to win football games. And, you know, I find myself not doing either one of them at times. So that's the bad part.
What would a win do for this team?
Man, I don't know. I mean, it will bring it'll do better than what it is right now. I think, you know, we just need to get back on the right track. And, you know, just bringing the swagger, bringing confidence, bringing, you know, just to, you know, bringing fun back to football. You know, nobody wants to be surrounded. Nobody wants to be around, you know, losing. It's kind of like a disease. And it's kind of, you know, just like winning. Winning is contagious, and so is winning. I mean, so is losing. Oh, I'm sorry.